forward laws, things against, you know, murder and theft, and they find ways to justify that stuff too. Oh, it's the response of people who are oppressed, or oh, it's the response of people who, you know, don't have enough material wealth, or whatever it may be. You've certainly seen this with their approach to shoplifting and theft. The left in so many places across America, San Francisco, New York, Chicago, go down the list, Los Angeles, they decided that stealing stuff wasn't really a crime. And the people who get really upset about it need to just calm down. Defense of property, the state will throw you in prison if you don't give it the property that it demands via taxation, because you're law abiding. But when it comes to the lawless, when it comes to people that don't think the law should apply to them, what is their response? Well, let's not get too hasty. You know, maybe the person had a tough upbringing. You know, so when they get to the 50th or the 80th or the 100th arrest, we don't want to rush to, we don't want to jump to conclusions. Democrats don't want to jump to conclusions that somebody's been arrested 50 times. Maybe is a danger to public safety and needs to be taken off the streets and put into a carceral situation. This is all very straightforward, but it is really a madness. It is a collective delusion of the Democrat Party that you are witnessing with regard to how they approach criminal justice. You can all see it. I can see it. Everyone's aware of it at some level, but they justify it because they think all the great stuff comes on the other side. And also, I think you have to remember, people who believe that America is an evil, racist, unequal place will always find some rationalization in their mind for America to suffer. We deserve it, you see. We deserve riots on the streets. We deserve theft occurring at unbelievable rates. You know, that's what the left really believes. If they didn't, we're sitting right here saying, hey, let's make our city safe again. Let's do what we can to make this a country where safety is on the rise in all of our, you know, major pop across the board, actually. As you can tell, I get fired up about that too. Thanks for hanging today. Looking forward to talking to you all tomorrow here on the Clay and Buck Show. We're going to be taking a lot of your calls. And remember, if you haven't already, please become a Clay and Buck VIP. Go to clayandbuck.com. Subscribe there. Also, subscribe to our podcast feed, the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. And check out, I'm doing some deep dives on YouTube as well. Go to youtube.com/Buck Sexton or Rumble, rumble.com/Buck Sexton. Those podcasts will go up there. Clay back tomorrow. Our show's going to be awesome. Appreciate all of you. And for those who have known me a long time, shields high.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
President Reagan may have said it best. The top 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Our federal government isn't helping you. Out of control spending is driving up inflation, pushing up the cost of everything from groceries to gas.
Save money where you can without having to sacrifice. You need Pure Talk, the cell phone company on a mission to save the average American family almost $1,000 a year on their wireless bill, because it isn't right being overcharged every month for a basic need.
Look at your bill. You're probably paying $80 a month per line to a company that doesn't care about you, just your money. Pure Talk will give you talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $30 a month with no contract.
Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and save 50% off your first month. Their U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. That's #250, say Clay and Buck, and start saving now. One more time, #250, say Clay and Buck.
David in Pennsylvania writes in to tell us about his experience with Relief Factor. I tried Relief Factor for hip pain and was surprised that it also helped relieve my shoulder and foot discomfort. After taking it for a month, I stopped, and sure enough, the pain returned. So I started taking Relief Factor again, and within a week, the pain was relieved. I'm now taking Relief Factor daily. Well, thank you, David. You know, I've heard your story before, people stopping and then starting again because it works. As you all know, I had trouble with aches and pains, and climbing steps was brutal. Your first step to living the life you love, free from aches and pains, could just be to order the 3-week quick start for the highly discounted price of $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Try it for yourself and see what all these people are talking about. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios, from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose last week, but remains low by historic standards.
The Labor Department says jobless claims rose by 5,000 to 245,000. The four-week moving average of claims fell by 500 to 239,750. At the start of the year, weekly claims were running around 200,000, and they've gradually moved higher.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the weekly claims number are a proxy for layoffs, and they show that American workers enjoy unusual job security despite rising interest rates, economic uncertainty, and fears of a looming recession. Also at townhall.com, Senator Joe Manchin is blasting President Biden for what he calls a deficiency of leadership for failing to negotiate on the nation's debt limit. Bob Agnew has more.
Manchin says in a statement, "Our elected leaders must stop with the political games, work together, and negotiate a compromise." He notes it's been close to 80 days since the president last met with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss what he calls this impending debt ceiling crisis. Manchin also says he doesn't agree with every aspect of McCarthy's debt limit bill, but calls it, quote, "the only bill actually moving through Congress that would prevent default." Bob Agnew reporting.
The Pentagon is moving additional troops and equipment to a naval base in the tiny Gulf of Aden nation of Djibouti to prepare for a possible evacuation of U.S. Embassy personnel from Sudan. That planning got underway in earnest on Monday after a U.S. Embassy convoy was attacked in Khartoum. And SpaceX's giant new rocket didn't get too far, exploding just minutes after blasting off in southern Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 135 points, the NASDAQ down 86. More at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 98 98 98, and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 98 98 98 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, they're packing their bags as the Oakland A's have entered into a binding purchase agreement for land just west of the Las Vegas Strip where the Major League Ballpark can be built. The deal involves 49 acres at D. Martin Drive in Tropicana. It's owned by Red Rock Resorts, the parent company of Station Casinos. A's president Dave Cavall told the Review Journal that while the team was on parallel paths with Oakland, it was time to turn its attention to Las Vegas to get a stadium deal done and find a long-term home for the ball club. Major League Baseball officials support the team's decision, think it's time for the A's to focus its energy solely on a move to Southern Nevada. Red Rock Resorts actually owns 100 acres at the former site of the Wild Wild West, so it will still control about 50 acres in that area. With the site now chosen, team officials say they will begin work on a public-private partnership with state and local officials to build a $1.5 billion retractable roof stadium, which would seat at least 30,000 people. They hope to have that stadium ready to play ball by the year 2027. KMCQ satellite weather is sunny. Today's high expected to be around 75 at 66 degrees right now.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now watch for some police activity there on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at the 215 interchange. Watch for an accident. It's near the northbound airport tunnel and delays through that construction zone on Interstate 15 northbound. That's at Hacienda.
Gather around. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
Yes, sir.
Surely, we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely, we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. We got big news to report on. Oakland A's have purchased land near the Strip. The deal is not done. This is a property deal that has gone down. It is not the franchise moving or getting the approval of Major League Baseball team owners or any of that. We are a long way from the finish line, but I will say this. This is a major, major step forward, and it tells you that the Oakland A's at this point are on a single track to move that franchise, the Oakland A's, the venerable Oakland A's. I grew up with it as the Kansas City A's back in my days in Kansas City when I was growing up. It is a major, major move in moving the Oakland A's to Las Vegas. We'll have more on that coming up as we move along. We're going to talk a little bit about something that we've been talking about, gosh, for months, maybe years, and that is this whole move towards EVs, electric vehicles. The fact is, I've contended for the longest time that people will just reject this. We already know that Elon Musk and the folks at Tesla have reduced the price of a Tesla 6%. That's thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars. And people are just not buying into this. Will it impact you? There is a word that the Biden administration is proposing new emission standards where 67% of new vehicles will have to be EVs by 2032. That's a lot of vehicles and a lot of people having to fork over a lot of money. We will talk about that as we go along. One of the things I wanted to get into real quick, Tucker Carlson on his show last night, and the big question is Jeffrey Epstein. It's one of those stories, much like 1 October here in Las Vegas, where we don't know that we've ever been told the real story of what happened with 1 October down at the Mandalay Bay. We just don't know. But Tucker Carlson went through a kind of a litany of stuff on why doesn't anyone want to know how Jeffrey Epstein died in federal custody in one of the most secure locations in our country. Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Tucker Carlson on why doesn't anybody want to really know how Jeffrey Epstein died. Here it is.
It's approaching 4 years since Jeffrey Epstein died in detention in New York City. It's very obvious he was killed. The more you look at the details, and we have, the more clear it is that somebody got inside the most secure federal lockup in our most populated city and murdered Jeffrey Epstein. But who? Well, the Department of Justice is in charge of finding out who, of course, and they say they have had an investigation for almost 4 years. So periodically we reach out to DOJ and ask, how's the Epstein investigation going? We call today again. They told us they'd complete and publish their report soon. We also thought it'd be worth reaching out to the NYPD. We wanted to know what was said in any 911 calls from the federal lockup in New York on the day that Epstein was found dead. NYPD has just turned over one of those calls to us, and it reveals the truth. Here it is.
Wow.
I made that 911 call for you because it's been deleted. Really? Just like the videotape. Why? Because we are, quote, well past the 12-month retention period. So it looks like the NYPD deleted the recordings of 911 calls from the jail. So we thought, well, how about the FBI? We called over to the FBI to say, do you have any 911 recordings from the jail, from the federal lockup? And we got no response.
That's a big, big surprise. Oh, they got no response. I have a feeling the government doesn't want you to know. I really honestly believe that there is a conspiracy going on with this one, too. All of the 911 tapes and everything, I think it just doesn't make sense, to be honest with you. I really honestly believe that. One of the things that I love is when whistleblowers come forward and essentially force the truth on us, such as the case with John Solomon. John Solomon was on Hannity last night, and I want you to hear, because he says there's a whistleblower out there that's ready to blow up the Biden crime family. Did you know that? Let's go to cut three real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. John Solomon was on with Hannity last night talking about this whistleblower who is ready to blow up the Biden crime family. Listen to this.
You were part of our small ensemble cast. We got the Russia collusion hoax right. The rest of the mob and the media got it wrong. Okay. Tell us about this whistleblower. When will we hear from them? And what do they know?
So this, I began working on this in December, and for the last 4 months have put together all the different pieces. So this is a senior criminal investigation agent. He supervises other agents. He's supervising the team assigned to the Delaware U.S. Attorney to investigate Hunter Biden. In last fall, he came to learn that two appointees of Joe Biden, two U.S. attorneys in two different cities, declined to bring criminal charges that were recommended by the investigators, by the U.S. Attorney Weiss, and green-lighted by the tax division inside the Justice Department. So everyone's on board except the two political appointees, and their unwillingness to bring these charges have brought the case to a standstill. In the course of that conversations, he learned that the U.S. Attorney in Delaware had told his team, hey, I'm getting blocked, and I've gone to the Justice Department and asked to be upgraded to be a special counsel, and I was told no. He then watched as Attorney General Merrick Garland testified before Senator Grassley a few weeks ago and said, Senator, the U.S. Attorney in Delaware has the authority. He can do anything. There's no political interference. The whistleblower knew that that was a false statement, and he went to the Treasury Inspector General, then to the Justice Department Inspector General, and today his lawyer, Mark Lytle, who you just played some comments from my interview, sent a letter to Congress saying he's prepared to give what he gave to the Inspector General to Congress. This man doesn't just have eyewitness accounts. He has emails, government memos, summary memos. He has all the receipts chronicling what has gone on and what his own lawyer calls political interference and preferential treatment in the Hunter Biden case.
John Solomon, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought Democrats loved whistleblowers. Do they not love them anymore?
Well, we'll see if they love this one.
Have they fallen out of favor in this day and age?
We'll find out very quickly. What's really interesting about this whistleblower is he doesn't want to just hang out with Republicans. He wants to face the music. He wants to look Democrats and Republicans and independents in the eye. So he sent this letter to the Democratic side. He sent it to the Republican side. He's not afraid to confront the Adam Schiffs and the Eric Swalwells and all the jokesters who gave us all the bogus stories of the last 4 years. The reason he's so confident, he has the receipts. He has contemporaneous documents. It's not going to be in doubt what he provides to Congress because he's already provided the IG. The Justice IG has a very extensive investigation going on right now.
Wow. Wow. I can't wait to hear from that whistleblower. You know, something you and I have talked about over the course of the last few months and really the last year or so with the advent of all of these really flashy ads trying to sell us electric vehicles. My contention is that America would reject such a vehicle. It's so different, and people don't like change. They've been driving cars the way they are now for decades. But I never really knew what the numbers would show if America just might embrace this new technology. Joining us now is Iris Miller, Communications Director for the Media Research Center. They've come up with some numbers, which I think are absolutely fascinating. They've been tracking these numbers. Iris, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell me what the numbers are telling you, and does it comport with what I've been saying, that the American people right now just aren't buying into this thing?
People really are not buying into this. They're not buying into what the Biden administration is doing, and they're not buying into all of the facts that the media want us to think are true. Instead, everything is being twisted by the leftist media, making us think that Joe Biden is doing a great job. But if you go to places like CNS News, one of our brands, you can see that people are really concerned about what's actually happening. So luckily we have hosts like you who talk about the real issues.
Well, a new poll apparently found only 4% of Americans currently own an EV. I have one friend out of all my friends that owns an EV. What does this tell you? I mean, we've seen some really cool ads, especially on sports broadcasts that I watch, and I see these flashy ads, really expensive million-dollar ads that are being put out there by the auto manufacturers. Are they going to have to rethink how they market this thing?
They really do. We just saw yesterday that Elon Musk at Tesla, they had to reduce the price of a Tesla. That's on top of how much money the federal government in states like California are giving people in incentives to buy electric vehicles. But many of us are concerned. We see blackouts in California. Texas had rolling blackouts during the winter. People don't want a vehicle that just relies on electric. They want gas, which is more reliable. They want to know that they're able to drive their cars. And no matter how much the media push us to buy electric vehicles and tell us it's better for the climate, people want to stick with something reliable. So no matter how much everyone's told, go with this cool electric car, people are saying, no thanks, I think I'll go with maybe a hybrid or stick with what I know is actually going to run.
Again, Iris Miller joining us, Communications Director for the Media Research Center. What about charging stations? I mean, I saw a story a week or so ago that you know, they're trying to get Walmart, and it looks like Walmart may open up something like 90,000 quick charging stations over the course of the next few years. The question is, how's that gonna work?
That's a great question. This is something that has been heavily pushed from the far left. They think the more charging stations we have, the more electric vehicles on the road, and the more that we're going to save the climate. We have people out there like Greta Thunberg saying, we have to completely get rid of gas or the world is going to end because of global warming. I'm old enough to remember when the left actually promoted nuclear power because they thought that was a clean solution, which we now know is actually true. People don't trust just having an electric vehicle. Some people want it, but most of us don't. Most of us want our gas cars. We want drilling at home. We want fracking. And we want cheaper gas prices. But instead, we are getting high gas prices and we're being taxed so that people can have electric vehicles and so we can pay for quick charging stations at Walmart. How about we lower gas prices and make it easier for American families to pay for their gas?
You mentioned, Iris, that indeed there is going to be a reduction in the price of a Tesla by 6%. That's thousands of dollars that are being lopped off the price of a Tesla. Are we going to see other manufacturers have to do the same thing?
I would not be surprised. A lot of people are only buying these cars because they're in California and there's such a big incentive to buy them. But even people in California are starting to go, wait a minute, the media is telling me this is a really good idea. The left's telling me this is a good idea. And most people in California want to go that way. But then they remember the blackouts. And they remember that they can't even charge their phones at some point if they have their air conditioning on. So maybe they want to be safe and not have their cars stall out in the middle of LA traffic. So I'm not sure how the future of EVs is actually going to go, but we're going to keep seeing price cuts and we're going to keep seeing the federal government try to push and push and push because people are wary, as they should be.
And will we see a glut of EVs attracting dust on car lots all across America? Is that the next step?
I think it will be. Right now, we're just getting over a shortage of vehicles. People just haven't been able to buy any vehicle. My sister was in the market and she had to wait a year for the car that she wanted. And she even wanted a hybrid for some reason. And she couldn't get one because she would have had to wait another year. So the only reason people are buying EVs is because they either look cool like a Tesla or they're the only ones on the market or they're just getting tax incentives. We really should not have a vehicle that's only on the market because it's propped up by the government and being paid for by tax dollars. I don't want to pay for incentives for other people's cars. Let me have cheaper gas prices.
Iris, if folks want to know more about this subject, and you folks have been covering this like a glove, where can they go, Iris?
They can go to mrctv.org. They can learn more about what we're doing at MRCTV and at CNS News, keeping track of things like electric vehicles, keeping track of what's going on in the woke world, what's happening with places like Disney, and staying on top of economic news. So go to MRCTV.org and follow us on whatever social platform you're on.
Iris, thanks so much. Really appreciate you joining us. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week.
Great. Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
Iris Miller, Communication Director for Media Research Center, MRC. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.